The 19-year-old gunman, who reportedly killed himself in Thursday's mass shooting, had been on law enforcement's radar. According to the FBI, the gunman was placed on a, quote, mental health temporary hold last year after his mother contacted police over concerns that he might attempt, quote, suicide by cop. Police say they searched items in his room at the time and removed a shotgun, which was not returned. Lawrence Andrea, public safety and breaking news reporter for the Indianapolis Star, has been covering the shooting. I spoke with him earlier today from Indianapolis. Do police have any reason to believe that this was motivated in any way or that it was random? I mean, do they have computers? Have they checked his web history, social media accounts?
Well, authorities on Friday searched his home and did remove desktop computers and other electronics. But regarding the March 2020 incident, they said that they found no racially motivated extremism in that particular incident, but have not released any motive behind Thursday's shooting.
What do we know about how the victims and their families, I should say, are dealing with this now? I know four of the victims were members of the Sikh community, which I can't imagine is that enormous in the Indianapolis area.
Yeah. Well, the Sikh coalition said that there are about 10,000 Sikh Americans in Indiana, about 5,000 in central Indiana. We're still, you know, learning more about these victims and who they were. That'll be something that I know we're working on today, and we're going to be working on it for quite some time.
How is the overall community dealing with this? I mean, this is just the most recent, and unfortunately, even the language that's used in the press conferences. We have another tragic day. This is another instance. Are people numb to this now?
I don't think people are numb to it. You know, it's certainly shaken the city. And the third mass shooting just this year, you know, we had the January 24th shooting that left five dead, including a pregnant woman. And then the March 13th shooting where four others were killed. It's something that the city is dealing with, and something that the state and the nation are also trying to deal with right now.
Lawrence Andrea of the Indianapolis Tribune, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.